just mentioned Gary Snyder again. I got to tell you about the night that he and Allen Ginsberg came to my house. This was either shortly after I was elected or while I was on the board. And I think it was in May of probably 77. But they came here on a rainy day, night, excuse me. We had a single bulb light in the kitchen there. This place was total shock at that time. And leaking at the kitchen where we were sitting at the table. And they came actually to thank me and to encourage me in the environmental fight, which was a wonderful, wonderful thing. How could that have been expected in my life? It couldn't. You could not say someday that's going to happen to me, but it did. Same with being a county supervisor. That is actually a high honor to serve in an elected capacity. And anybody can do it. In America, you can. Well, until you get into big-time politics,
yeah.
Then you've got to play the game better.
Well, there were a lot of amazing juxtapositions of people and situations here. I recall, and you could tell this story about the time that we have an annual fire department,
Mother's Day breakfast. Is that about when the monks were there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the MC that day, the Master of Ceremonies, at the breakfast, pancake breakfast, put on by the fire department, and with quilts to be raffled. I mean, it was and still is a wonderful tradition in the community.
I think it's the most ecumenical thing that happens on the Ridge.
They're ecumenical. So, that particular Mother's Day breakfast was attended by any number of monks who were probably staying at Killigrew's, I don't know, somewhere up on the Ridge anyway, and they attended and explained to Doris at some point during the conversations that we're all mothers. So Doris, at the end of the ceremony, the tradition is to give a corsage to every mother in the audience. And she included the monks in that, and they loved it. Another funny story was Killigrew addressing the Board of Supervisors, reading from the I Ching. And the message somehow had to do with fox in the hen house. And it was extraordinary. It was just something you would not expect at a rural county board meeting.
Do you think they heard it?
Maybe somebody heard it. Maybe they did. I don't know. And then another wonderful time. It's funny, most of these stories involve Killigrew or whatever. But when we would come back from, maybe a Grateful Dead concert, always crossing the South Yuba River, whether we're coming home from a K housing meeting, whatever it was stop at the river, bow down with your forehead to the ground and give thanks. I mean, he was the most extraordinary, wonderful person I've ever known. It was fun. They were fun days, actually.
It was hard work, but there was a lot of laughing going on.
There was a lot of laughing.